When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, I remember, yeah, there it is.
Get him up.
You know, I remember, people like Gold, he say, you know, that's his family, man. WWE is home. But I remember, guys, you know, when I was in WCW, I was a lifer, man. You know, yeah. I was WCW for life, you know. And then I found out the company was going to be sold, you know. And we had our final, you know, big night, you know, and I remember
Panama Beach.
Yep. That is, baby. I was there. You know what? I actually was. What else? I had two titles.
U.S.
title.
Yes,
you
right.
You know, dual champion, man. I was closing the company down, going against my man, Scott Steiner, one of my all-time, you know, biggest rivals, you know, my ultimate nemesis. And I went out there and pulled it off. But I remember one of the guys talking to me, and he said, man, this is it. It's the last night. What are we going to do? You know? And he goes, Book, what are you going to do? I'm going to WWE. Simple. We're going to continue this thing. You know? And ever since, man, it's been great. I've had a hell of a ride with WWE. I've worked with some of the biggest names, you know, in the industry, and it's been an awesome, awesome ride. You know, one of the guys who's, you know, I haven't gotten a chance to work with, I want to bring him out right now, but I want to talk to him. You guys, what do you guys know about Eli Drake? Yeah. Big fan of Eli. Let's bring Eli Drake out here right now. Eli was, gracious enough to, give us some stuff that we can auction off, guys. We got some Eli Drake stuff that we're auctioning off. Make sure you guys get some of those raffle tickets also. But we're going to bring Eli out here, guys. Eli Drake, he is the Global Force.
Wrestling Global Champion.
Wrestling Global Champion. That's a whole lot. You know what I mean? What is it again?
You have to, the GFW Global Champion.
Global Force Wrestling.
Global.
Global. That's like the globe. You feel me?
The whole globe. It's not as big as the universe, right? The universal.
Eli, where you at, dog? Let's get Eli Drake out of here. Give it up for Eli Drake.
Here he is right now.
Drakester. Night show.
Yes, indeed. Booker, excuse me one second. Hollywood! 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 Let me talk to you. He's standing here before you. Hell, I live right up the street. And right here he is, global champion all over the world. It's Eli Drake.
Who?
Yeah, who? Eli Drake. One more time, yeah.
Eli Drake.
That's right. What are we talking about, Booker? Let me talk to you.
Man. No. No, it's all about you, man. It's all about you, you know.
No, it is not.
No, it is. Right now it is. Yeah. You know, right, I mean, it's
actually,
about,
you know what? Yeah, it's all about me. Let's
no,
do
it's
this.
About raising some money out here, of course, and everybody's helping out with that right there. But it's all about you, man. This business is tricky, bro. I mean, I've been in a long time. 26 years I've been in this business, and to make it, you know, is something that's not easy. You know, and the thing is, even for the guys that make it, it's so hard to stay there.
Hell yeah.
What's been your secret?
Well, the secret's perseverance. And I know, look, we're in Hollywood right now, so there's a lot of starving artists out here, I can nearly guarantee you. And I got to tell you, through my 20s, broke. But I knew there was a light at the end of the tunnel. I knew I had to keep pushing. There was something that I had to offer, and I had to keep, no matter how many times I was told no, I had to keep looking forward and saying yes. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. You know, and that's the thing, man.
Yeah.
Perseverance, man, that is the thing. You know, I remember when I first got into business, a guy told me, a guy by the name of Ox Baker, legendary wrestler from
back
in the day. Yeah, most definitely. Ox told me, hey, man, you're going to come up to, you know, you're talented. He said, you got a lot of talent. You know, he said, you're extraordinary. You know, that's what he said. That's what he said. He said, but you're going to have a lot of obstacles, you know, in the business. He said, but you got to figure a way over them, around them, under them. Sometimes with that obstacle, you got to go straight through it. And that's just the way life is. You know what I mean?
I'm glad you mentioned, actually, Ox Baker, because on a similar note, a guy everybody might know, Paul Bearer.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. That guy was my manager for 3 years. We were at Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. What's that? All right, don't say it then, dummy. So, dummy, yeah. When I say dummy, you say yeah. Dummy, yeah. I'm talking to me, dummies. Dummy, yeah. Anyway, like I was saying, so I had a guy named Paul Bearer in my corner, and that guy was one of the greatest guys to go to for advice.
Yes.
And he was like, you got to keep pushing because you have something to offer. Trust me, keep pushing forward. And before he passed away, he made sure to send me a message, which was, you're going to do great things. I love you. Please keep pushing forward. And that's exactly what I did.
Awesome. Does anyone out there have a question for Eli Drake?
No. I got a question for him. You know, how has becoming champion changed your life?
Man, you know what? It's funny because I feel like a lot of people... Actually, you know what? That's not true, because a lot of guys in this wrestling business, they go so hard. Everybody's trying so hard. Everybody's so hungry with what they're doing. And I feel like when you're like, okay, I'm the champion, maybe I can sit back and relax a little bit. But man, I've actually doubled everything up. The workouts are more. I'm now sitting down thinking about, okay, I'm gonna say this. I gotta think about this, because now it's like the microscope's on me. And I feel like I was knocking it out of the park before, but now I gotta knock it out of the park on a whole other level, because now I'm the face of the company. So if I'm gonna rise this company out of the ashes, and everybody knows we've had a little bit of rough go here and there, but if we can bring that roller coaster back up to the top of the hill, maybe have some peaks and valleys, but if we can build that bitch up, I'm sorry, can I say that?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. If we can build that thing up, and I can be at the forefront of that, man, that is a moment to cherish, a moment to be proud of, and a moment where I can say, I have left my footprint on this business. And that's what I want to do.
Yeah. You know,
you better clap.
No. You know, I think TNA is finding their footing again. Me and my wife were there in 2008, right? 2008. I always thought, man, this is something so cool. I mean, we're running around the country, you know, we got... You know, to perform in, you know, so many different audiences, man. It was so cool. I remember having a match with, you know, a Rhino. And it was like a soccer stadium. You know, the crowd was going, you know, Booker T, Rhino,
yes.
Booker T, Rhino. You know, so it's so awesome. And I remember, you know, the six-sided ring. You know, I was like, man, these guys, they got their own identity. The X Division, you know, the Knockouts. You know, they were doing so many great things. You know, Kia, I think Kia might be here tonight. Awesome Kong.
Yes, indeed.
That's the Awesome Kong. I think she might be showing up here
later.
We
saw her in Glow.
We're looking for, and TNA has so many cool things doing, as well as they had the guys like Bobby Roode. They had the guys like AJ Styles, you know what I mean? They had Samoa Joe, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, Samoa.
Samoa Joe as well, you know, and now, you know, it's a whole big big shift, you know what I mean? Right now, the landscape has changed. Now they got the Eli Drakes, you know what I mean?
Wait, who do they have?
Eli Drake!
Yeah.
That is, you know. And now, you know, like you just said, you have a chance to actually put that company on your back and make it something totally special again. And that's
absolutely
huge. That's huge.
Thank you. Yes, and it's an honor to be put in that position because, you know, after being told for years and years and thinking, man, when am I finally going to get over that hump, to now be there, top of the mountain. Make that acclivity, baby. Everybody, you better keep pushing. You're going to make it.
And the thing is, on a real serious note, in the wrestling business, you know, people can say what they want to say about the championship. They can say what they want to say about the business. But when the company go with you as champion and put everything behind you, that means, you know, that, hey, guys, I'm the face. I'm the guy that's going out here that's, yep, you know, pulling the ship right now. I'm the guy that's going out, you know, doing all the public relations work. I'm the guy that's going out here signing all the autographs, as well as I'm the guy that's going out and stealing the whole effing show.
Absolutely.
Every night. That's what it's all about. I remember being champion and sitting on one of the crates. You know, I was so tired. And I remember MVP coming by and he asked me, you know, because, you know, like I say, I was on the first segment of that night. You know, I had a match as well as I was the dark match after everything went off. And MVP, he came and he's like, Book, you okay? And I go, yeah. Because that's what you do when you're the champion.
That's right.
You persevere.
You ain't got time to stop. No time to slow down.
What you got for Eli Drake, guys? What you got?
Yeah,
right over here with the red and white on. What you got?
Listen to this guy digging back, the hero with the rock.
He know all about you, man. He know your history.
I appreciate that. Did it help with my promos? If you dig back even further into the Eli Drake library, you'll find out that I was out there cutting my teeth already, all over the Southwest, L.A., Vegas, Arizona, everything. But for sure, you're talking about rubbing elbows with a guy like The Rock. Yeah, man, you can't get better than that. So as far as being around a guy like that who I can share the screen with, hell yeah.
Booyah, baby. Who's next? Who's next?
Yeah, right over here.
What was it like to work with Paul Bearer?
This guy. No, look, I got to tell you something. Paul Bearer, you met Paul Bearer. You know Paul Bearer. The guy, he's an amazing talent, was an amazing mind, but not only that, but very grateful. He was a guy who, if I went to ask him for advice, he thanked me for asking him for the advice, which I found kind of ridiculous in a way, but also incredibly endearing. And also a funny, goofy son of a bitch. We'd be doing promos back at Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, and while that's all going on, he's over here pulling his big fat ass out of his pants and mooning the guy who's cutting his promo right now, trying to mess him up. So, hell of a guy, a lot of fun, and also a lot of knowledge, dear friend of mine, and I miss him very much.
Yes, indeed. Next, who else? Who was?
Got over here.
You're part of a long line of guys that NXT, WWE, John Paul, you, Sean Ricker, and Derek Bateman, and other guys. Was there anybody that reached out to you and congratulated you on the WWE roster when you won the
title? Well, hell, what do you think I'm doing?
Booker, can you congratulate me already?
Thank you.
I can't even believe I'm here.
Tell me you didn't just say that.
Of course. I've got a lot of good friends still in the NXT WWE system. That's actually how I ended up here tonight. So, it's a matter of creating good relationships, keeping good relationships, and not burning bridges. But again, when you've got friends, why are you going to burn those bridges anyway? So it's just kind of like, Yes, to answer your question, yes, without getting long-winded, yes. A lot of people did say, hey, congrats, champ, awesome to see you doing well, and I was very appreciative of it.
Oh.
And very appreciative of this, Booker, thank you.
No, man, no doubt. I'm all about the cross-promotion, man.
Now stop asking crazy questions.
I'm all about keeping it real, man. Now right now, you've done great things. The thing is, you just like a lot of those guys as well. I mean, you were just mentioning a lot of the names, a lot of the companies that you work with. You know, we look at guys, you know, we were just talking about Neville, you know, Finn Balor, you know, a guy like Samoa Joe, you know, Sami Zayn, you know, guys that's been out there on an independent scene working your ass off to get to this point. This is not something that happened overnight.
No.
You know, this is not something that happened overnight. And how, you know, how did that make you feel? You know what I mean? To actually finally, you know, be looked at and say, hey, man, you know, you made it?
It's bittersweet. There's a part of me that's kind of like pissed off it took so long. But there's another part of me that's just like, you look back at that journey and I don't damn any of it. It's like, what an amazing, crazy journey. And the fact that you persevere through 10 years of just eating crow and not getting anywhere. And then finally, somebody comes knocking. You answer that door. You get in there. You do it. Now, you might, again, I slipped on a banana peel again. Me and some people in NXT didn't see eye to eye. I won't mention any names. But I ended up out of there. But fortunately...
What, John Cena?
Huh? No, no, it wasn't anybody that powerful, actually.
This is Eli Drake, not Alex Riley. I didn't say
oh.
that.
Oh! Where's Alex? He's supposed to be here tonight as well. Keep it going, yeah.
What are we talking about?
I tell you, the career is one thing. Any more... Right, oh,
we got what's
Finn Balor? Finn Balor. That's Finn Balor.
So you and Bert kind of have a similar road, but you're working for companies that have a lot of backstage issues. What's that kind of like showing up to work, knowing you're putting your best foot forward, and behind the scenes there's a lot going on?
What was the first part? Who'd you say?
You and Booker.
Oh, yeah.
Is it WCW at the end?
Do you want to take that one first?
No. What was the question again?
So essentially, okay, go ahead.
So, okay, I got this. Okay, so... It's stressful to a degree, because I will say the last 3 years, right around this time, I'm starting to think it's a work. I'm starting to think that we're just building to Bound for Glory, because it's been the past 3 years right before Bound for Glory. There's all these news stories that we're going out of business, where the company's getting sold, and then we go through Bound for Glory and we just blast through and we keep going. So, I don't know. Somebody's working. I'm not sure. But as far as what I can do, I've got to take what I hear at face value. And the company assures me everything is going forward. Everything is fine. Everything's good. Some things have been moved around. But at this point, what am I going to do? Sit and worry about it? It's go in, kick ass, keep doing what I do, get my checks. And if things go awry, I've got options. If they don't, I stay where I am and I keep kicking ass and keep growing.
It's all about the two C's, right, baby? Checks and championships.
Yes, indeed.
Keep the checks coming. Make sure they clip. Make sure they ain't bouncing all over the place.
I'm a single guy, so I'm going to throw in a third C. That's chicks. Checks, championships, and chicks.
Yeah, I like
yeah.
that. Yeah. Now, what else we got for Eli Drake?
Yeah, let's take one more for Eli. Working with the Hardys in TNA, what was that like? The Broken Hardys.
I love the Hardys. I actually keep kind of casual contact with Matt here and there. Actually, those guys are amazing. They're very generous and just awesome talents. And if you look at what Matt Hardy did, you're talking almost 20 years into his career, and to completely reinvent himself. That's amazing, because most guys, you get in a certain groove. And you rest on your laurels in a sense, and you just say, all right, I got this, I can ride this out. Here's another guy who's an example.
I mean, Matt Hardy stole all my stuff.
Well, no.
Just tell it like it is, man.
I see King Booker come out of nowhere,
king
and I'm
of the
like,
world.
This is something different.
The most noble king of the ball.
But that's the key to this business, and he picked up on that, is you have to change. Even if you stay in your lane, somehow you still have to find a way to adapt, change, and move forward. Those guys, amazing professional, top of the business.
Hey, guys, give it up for Eli Drake. Eli's kept out here.
Yeah.
Giving his time, you know, entertaining you guys. Most definitely make sure you watch him on TNA. He is the champ. How you do that slogan again? Make sure you do. Give me a catchphrase.
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to be company man for a second, because Impact Wrestling, I got to tell you, I get it. We're kind of haunted by some of our ghosts of the past. Quiet down, dummy. We might be haunted by some of our ghosts of the past. Don't say it again. But the fact is, that what we're doing right now on TV, I don't know if you've seen it recently, we are putting on a damn good product. You have to say, anybody who's seen it, it's been great. And you can see a noticeable difference from last year to now, 2 years ago to now. And a lot of people say, well, you know, hey, you guys lost a lot of your mainstay talents. Guess what, dummies? That's the name of the business. You gotta build new stars. You gotta churn out new people. So that's how it works, man. Look at WWE. WWE's a great example. Look at the mid-90s, man. Hogan left. Savage left. All those guys left. Who came out of that? Sean Brett, Rock, Austin. You kidding me? Biggest names in the business. So if there's anything you're gonna do, you go out with the old, you come in with the new. You're about to get me to do a spin-a-rooney right now. No, but I'm telling you right now, Impact, you got to watch, and of course you got to watch because I'm the champ. Yeah. Undeniable Kevorka right here. What's his name?
D-I-Drake.
That's not an insult. That! Oh, somebody finished it. It's just a fact of life. Yeah.
You'll make some noise for Eli Drake.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.